Okay. Next week we learn the Gemara and that about Zion of Bay regarding how to treat Russia. With a Musa of his garage very shine by Ramazel. Russell of his garage very shine by Ramazel. Moshe Feinstein has a shuva where he's Navarra a little bit, not on this Gemara, based on a different shuva in the Gemara and Sefer. Why the whole shuva in Sefer that the Yisra Hanifa will be showing. That you're not permitted to pat the Rosh on the back and to give him the Ashkef, all the wonderful things that he does. Let's say you have an Adam Rosh who donates a large sum of money to our yeshiva, to an institution, and you make him the guest of honor and so on. So that's why Moshe Feinstein has a shuva that based on the Gemara would appear that that's for Higgins. The Gemara says that it's Ethel Ahmed Rishon. But it was it. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Moshe Ahmed Rishon, on the same job, alone, it could be a 30 line. And the last line in this discussion is, the last Mandama says, Moshe Ahmed Rishon Bala Mazze. Then she gets the Hasir, the whole Gemara says, Ahmed Rishon Bala Mazze, keeps on quoting Tukim. Then it says, Moshe Ahmed. And Pesach quotes is a similar Gemara in the Dorim, and the Gemara tells the story about the person who was traveling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. A few people were traveling together. So one person, one of the travelers murdered the other one. He stabbed him to death. And then he asked the third one, what is your third one is a shinobar? He asked the third one, what do you say? Did I do a good job? The third one says, he petrified. So he said, good job, good job. Stab him again. Turn it in to make sure that he dies faster. So when he came to the yeshiva, to learn, so he was discussing with the rabbis. He thought that maybe he did enough there because he encouraged them to murder more people. So the Rabbi Yechanan told him, no, Ma'atah is not Shechay Yitzalta, that it was a Sakon of Nefashis that you were committed to. So that's what Pesach points out, and that's what in Seifa, that sometimes his Mutala Achnef is showing Bonham as if, there's a Sakon of Nefashis. You're afraid that Russia is dominating over you, and you're afraid that it's going to kill you, so then you can, are you allowed to do anything for the sake of the Koch Nefesh? It's Tefla, mm-hmm. Hudi Zoresh, Giri Arayit, and Shrikha Zom, that you're not allowed to do. But Lachnef is showing, that's not your whole Valyavah. But if you feel that your life, someone's life is in danger, unless you're going to pat this Rosh on the back and give him the Yashitayah, so then it isn't that the Koch Nefesh is there for these people. Whenever there's not Koch Nefesh, let's say you have a yeshiva. Yeshiva needs a lot of money, or whatever. And if you're going to come to this Russia, so they'll give you a large donation. And if you won't come to their Russia, so the yeshiva will not pay on time. It will not pay. It will close. So that's not what Koch Nefesh. The yeshiva will close. So the world doesn't come to us. So then there's no hesitation. So that's what Rabbi Feinstein discusses in this shuva. What is exactly the nature of the yeshiva? He quotes Rabbi Yoyd in the Shari Shuva. It would appear that the Yisr, what's wrong with keeping a person in the Ashkayach? He doesn't understand. He said, what's wrong? Ashkayach, he gave me a nice donation. You don't praise him over the fact that he cheats on income tax. You don't praise him over the fact that his business is open on Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and that he's chazen and that he's nice to the sheep. So you don't praise him on that. You praise him about the fact that he's philanthropic, that he donates a lot of money to the sheep. So what's that there? So Moshe explains that it would appear that if there was an evil to sit in Nichshol, that when you pat him on the back, on one thing, he feels as if, his whole lifestyle is a nice thing. Yeah, he feels that there's nothing wrong. Yeah, he feels that there's nothing wrong with the way he lives. In a certain sense, it's a misleader, Or misleader for others. Other people see that the yeshiva honors this person, that the shul picks him as a guest of honor. So there's nothing wrong. That's the problem. That's what Moshe Feinstein discussed. What if he's just giving him tzicha? What are we going to do? Just giving him gula? Also considered, you can't give him any kibbutz, so he discusses which to put him, I think, the guest of honor. That's one thing. Just give him a sikha, hagba, gula, stuff like that, it doesn't really necessarily imply competition. Give a person, let's say, an aliyah, and he doesn't believe in anything, he doesn't believe in tayyub and hashemayim, he's going to say, ashabach abadu kalam, nafsalam, and let's say, rasa, adigad, right, sachmesh. So to the son of him is great, but the Kibana doesn't believe in any of this. That's why the people are not yet to this, the people in the shul are not yet to this Akana Kachana, the Chomer is Akana, but every Aliyah has to have a bracha for now and a bracha l'achareo. But you have a person get up, let's say, give a God in Aliyah. So fine, the Balkari is waiting, but the God says the bracha, Ashish Kibashon, Ashish Bracha Bonu. But it's not correct. What if you have a person who doesn't believe, he says the bracha. That's also meaningless. means everybody. But the Tashi Shah means everybody including himself. That's including himself also. But if he gives him an aliyah, a person doesn't believe in his innocence, that's a lot of matter. But the Shah, you're not going to give him an aliyah, just going to give him hadith. He says, look at that. He says, look at he doesn't know. Yeah, a lot of people don't know. He doesn't know what the Finnish Amilus of the Druk is. But what about the religion? Does he know anything about the religion? A tiny question.
What about Jazz?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The Mishnah just has a machlekes satanah. When a gad davens, can it say elakeinu lekeav v'sei lu? Or does it say elakeinu lekeav v'sei lu? So the Mishnah has a machlekes between a chachamim, machlekes and bikurim. The Mishnah is bikurim. But there a gair is maybe the kari, a gair is maybe the kari. When you have bikurim, so there are two parts to the Mishnah. One part you bring the bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and you give it to the Kohanim and that's Musa and Anoche. And then he gives it the Kohanim to eat in Yerushalayim. And another part is that it has to be sight by Rami Avraham. They hear this time. So now Rami Avraham, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us, Bikurim only applies if you own a farm in Eretz Yisrael and it grew on your farm. If I buy fruit from the store, you don't bring Bikurim. Only if it grew on your field. You have to say, Baruch HaShem Adam HaShem HaShat HaLona, HaShem HaShat HaLona, HaShem HaShat HaLona. She gave a bracha to the land in Eretz Yisrael, which you promised our forefathers that you're going to give to us, and you actually gave to us. So that's the machlokes atanaim, and it should be kudim. That's why it's a bikurim. It should be a brachas or something. That's why it's a bikurim. So the chachamim say in the mishnah that a ger has the obligation to bring the kudim, but he cannot be korei. He cannot be said Rami Avraham. Everything that Rami Avraham he can say, but he can't say that line. The baruch atah Adonai shemizbatal avetenu lef l'shlalu. How can he say that? Say that. That's just one reason. That's a biological discernment and Avraham reached up in life. So that's why the and I let him say the whole Rami Avraham and leave out that part. Maybe everything leaves out that part. So that's not called Kichsova. Kichsova has to say the whole parasha. If he leaves out one line from the parasha, the line that doesn't apply to you, so that's the same as distorting the whole thing. You can't say, in paraphrase, you can't say, Hobi Hoya Never Idea Haram. It has to be Kichsova. That has to be Kichsova. So if you leave out a part, it's exactly not Kichsova. So the Mishnah says that a ger is maybe the inner code. You have to bring the Kurim, but he doesn't recite the Mikra Bikurim because he can't say that line. But then he's not allowed to say no Avraham. And Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah disagrees. Rav Yehuda says that since Avraham Avinu's name was changed from Avraham to Avraham, and Dav Hamon Goyim Satzicha, so his brother declared that Avraham Avinu is the Av for all of the gerim who have seen him in his Gaia. Not only Avraham, even Yitzchak and Yankes, even though the Mishnah doesn't call it Sukkim, but it is born by Bat the children and it's Sukkim. And even Yitzchak and Yankes, and also called the others of all of the Gerim who are feeding the Gaia. Others doesn't mean biological father and
the spiritual. So therefore,
Rav Yehuda's opinion is, and that's how the Yerushalmi talks to him like Rav Yehuda. That's how the Rambam is one day, and that's how he talks to him. Like Rav Yehuda, that a Ger is maybe Vikore. The Rambam talks to him that a Ger can recite Aram Yavlam, including that line. And also when the Ger bent his Chanukah, he can say Shachyonu, Shot the Mishnah Lavasenu, Hayam and Lahim Basmanan. It's the Kiddush. Not only Avraham Yitzchak Yankov are called Abu Seinu of the Gear, even the Eden throughout all the generations are called Abu Seinu. Likewise, when David Shmanetli is a Vaita Machlokis, and he talks to the Shulchan Aruch, like a Buddha's opinion, like the Rambam, like that one day in person that the Gear says, Elokeinu Lekei Abu Seinu, he doesn't say Elokeinu Lekei Abu Seinu. Right, the Mishnah says, until you know that either from the father or from the mother's side, he says she goes back to Arsina. How can anybody today know? I don't know, that's a big problem. No, Kohen we know. Kohen means that Ben Achav. At least that's what his tradition tells him. If I'm a Kohen, that means that my father told him, that his father told him, that his father told me, Everything is good. We just focus on the fact. Everything is good. And it's a bad answer. Everything is not good. The moment is an oppression and the brother should be able when you eat some kosher Aiden. And Kodim are no good. And Rishonim are no good. Then Allah says that everything is no good. That's a special din in Hilchot Seder when you need the meal aid. But when you have Yisurim and Yachod is none of Yisurim, so my wife gives me food. She tells me that the butcher told her that it's kosher. Butcher tells her that the delivery man who is right, the delivery man does not. The Yiddish delivery man told her that it was kosher, and the delivery man moved from the one who runs the store. It's eight, by the time you get it. Eight is good by the Echad Amin. That's not a problem. So in a Koyin, if a person has the tradition from his father, the Echad Amin, he my father told me I'm a Koyin, so included in that is that his father told me that he was a Koyin, he was a Koyin, he was a Koyin. That's not a problem. But he's asking a good question. I'm not a Koyin, I'm not a lady. So all I know by tradition is that I'm a Jew. Jew doesn't mean that I'm not a Ger. So I know I'm not a Ger, my father wasn't a Ger, my mother was, my grandparents were, maybe my Ger. Right, how do you know? So this is a halachic story over here, because over here, by davening and by mikra yikud, it's either the father's side or the mother's side. If one side is all the descendants all the way back from High Sinai, not a Ger, so that's enough to say Labi Sein. Because he's even a biological descendant, whether from the father's side or the mother's side. The problem is regarding chalitzer, that's a real problem. Regarding Chalitza, the Gemara says, "When Nikra Shmo Bishol Beis Chalutza Nal." So the Gemara dashes on that pasuk. The Gemara says, "Mrs. Chalitza has over been of Chalitza." The Gemara dashes on the pasuk. Be Yisrael, but has to be the Bezin Shal Yisrael. That the members of the Bezin, we have three. We have five members of the Bezin for Chalitza. Nikra Din we pass them. Three members are not. So the three Nikra Din is the three. So the three members of the Bezin have to be. Be Yisrael means that both Mitzad Ha'Og and Mitzad Ha'Ein. They have to not be descendants from Ger. They have to be both from the father's side and from the mother's side, descendants all the way back to High Sinai. So that's what some Achronim say that's also not enough High Sinai. I think there was a lot of air drop there. Some Achronim say, of Shlomo Gadol, I think, say, they have to be descendants from Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov. How does anybody know? How does anybody know? How does anybody
know?
How does anybody know? How does anybody know? How does anybody know? How does anybody
That's
right. How do we ever do a halitza? How do we know that the bezin is kosher?
So the thing is that maybe she's also not, she may be also descended from there.
The one who has the Surah has to have equal to or higher yichas than the people over whom he has the Surah. So the Ibai Chalitza is a different deal. Even if the Yavam and the Yavam themselves are Gerim, still the Bezin may not be Gerim. And there is a crisis, not because of Surah. It's everything but Yisroel. The Bezin shall Yisroel. So that's the Gora problem. I don't know. But by the Dominic, at least, we're talking that as long as from the father or from the mother, as long as we thought that even in Ger Mamish can say other things. And even according to the Chachanim's opinion, even according to that one opinion that says we're talking about the Chachanim, there's only one of them. Even from the father or from the mother, only from one side, he's a descendant from those who stood high in Arizona. So that's what Moshe has in his Shubha related to this Shubha. He doesn't deal with this Shubha. He deals with the Shubha in Saito. The Easter of Hanifa Lerishoy. If it's because Nefesh Abad is Mutter. Only Yisroel are Mutter Mishim Kofan. Not Yehoi Bar Yavah. No, but he's Zohar. It's not Kira Reit and it's not Shechel Zohar. But if it's not because Nefesh, then the Gemara comes to them and the Gemara says, Yisteda, all Gaf Gemara. That Hanifa Lerishoy is Zohar. So Moshe explains based on Rabbeinu Yoy, based on Rishoyim. Chanifa Lerishoyim means that when you pat him on the back for doing the good things that he does, it doesn't mean you have to insult him all the time. That's what our Gemara discusses. There's a mitzvah to insult him, there's a mitzvah to insult him. The Gemara in Shaita just said, you're not permitted to pat him on the back and to give him covers because it may be misunderstood by him or by others as an approval of that style of living. So that's a form of listening to the Shaitanish. No, so you can follow there. A person that does have areas. And by encouraging him, by giving him the Rashi Perek, he may feel
Then you tell him he's a great guy, then he doesn't even have to improve himself. He's good the way he is. There's no need for improvement.
Unless you make it clear to him, let's say, his university honors some person who is not religious, the Castellan calls him up, and he calls him, look here, you're on the whole Shabbos, you're every other thing as well, you eat traitors, eat any kippur, you're not approving, and they're giving you an honor anyway, and when we give you the honor, we don't mean to give you a yashikach, all the if you lay down the laws, okay, but then the question is still, like you brought up, the leave it for the watchers, the people who watch, that's the problem.
No.
Lulu?
Alisa doesn't need to say false, that's a difference. Sometimes you say it's improper, the Chanta person needs to give false flattery. A false praise. Chanukah Roshan just means to praise the Rasha for the good things that he does, not to exaggerate, not to say falsely. Praise the Rasha for the good things that he does is prohibited because they'll get the feeling as if you're approving of all those bad things that he does.
Okay,
the reason why it's in the Sefer is because the Mishnah there has all of the dinim of Hakil. And Elo Nemorim, the second half of Masechet Tetzaveh, the first, all the dinim of Sefer are covered in the first 30 blocks of the Masechet. You have to drop Lama and you finish the whole Sefer. Such a little Masechet. I can make a Masechet 30 blocks and he's filled it up. The end of Sefer deals with a variety of, it's like a bracha. It's like a branch of bracha. Starts from Lama and Alephan, has about Fishman, about Davening, about Birchas HaMorim, about all miscellaneous things. Elo Nemorim Alosh Masechet, Elo Nemorim Alosh Masechet. When you have Mitzvah Kriya, Amira, so when do you have to recite it after Hebrew? When can you recite it in translation? Is that Duchening has to be in Hebrew? And Kiddush and Abdullah can be in translation, and Davening is Krishna. So Machlok is not. And then the Mishnah goes on to discuss, what about Hakel? Can you say Hakel in translation? How do you do Hakel? So there's a whole discussion there about Hakel. So the Mishnah describes that the Melech Israel is opposed to learning by Hakel. So the Mishnah describes that during the period of the second Beis Hamikdash, Agrippus HaMelech was the king, and he was possible to be the king, but he was an Eved Kenani. He wasn't a Ben Yisrael, he was an Eved Kenani, he was a descendant of Avraham. And when he was learning Hakel, so he read that section, and Hakel, you have to learn the section of
Melech.
So he read that section and he realized that it's possible to be a guy, it's possible to be a Melech. So he started to cry. So the Chachamim, the Rabbanim in that generation said, that's okay, Achino Ata. And he was crying because he thought that it's possible to be a Melech. He's doing something wrong and serving as a Melech. And then he told him to Mishgesel. What did he tell Mishgesel? So the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem, it's time to find Eshal Yisrael Kloya. At that time, they were really Chayiv Misa, because of the fact that they hunted him. They were sort of approving the fact that he was doing something wrong. He was functioning as a Melech when he was supposed to be a Melech. He shouldn't have. So you might have the whole discussion before.
That's not an example
of the question.
Before somebody
praising somebody for being correct.
That's the case
where they were praising. Yeah, they were approving the actual Aveda itself. Right, that's Mohammed. That's what Moshe points out. That case is much Mohammed. Because they're telling him it's okay, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
The shot when he's been out there, they tell him it's okay. Mach is dead.
The whole line
was wiped out. And all those who claim later to be descendants from the Malchus of Hashemite, that they were even, they were Kahana, and it's not true, they were really Avos. That's how we must discuss it. Take money, though. Mar has a different problem. If you take money from one of the Russia who's a Dina Kinochli, let's say you have an Atikoyres, who's a Dina Kinochli, and Machal Shabbos, a Fahesye, who sometimes also Dina Kinochli, sometimes yes, sometimes no. One is Dina Kinochli, other than a deserved Dina Kinochli, one violates the way Dina Hatter, that he's an heir of the Dina Kinochli. Are you permitted to accept donations from a non-Jew for a yeshiva for a shul? But there's also a discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Gemara hasn't bothered back in the first place. The Gemara says that when the Goyim wanted to donate money, they took an Ezra. When the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael wanted to donate money to help out for the purpose of building the second Beit HaMikdash, the Ezra told them, Melech and Melon and Libnus is Beit HaLokim. It says we can't accept any donations from the Goyim. And the first Perek and Tnur is also, the whole story in the first Perek and Tnur, huh?
So the Gemara says, I, but on other occasions, they did accept the relation of Chavat. The Gemara says it depends whether the Tchila or the Sof. So Rashi has two pshat in the Gemara. The one pshat that Rashi says, that the Achrayim quotes, when you don't have a lot of business in Beis HaLakeinu, when you have a building campaign to build a shul, or to build a Beis HaMikdash, if you have a campaign to build a Beis HaMikdash, or to build a Beis Medrash, so to pay from a nachmi to build a shul together. But once the shul is already in existence and want money to continue it, to maintain it, so then you're permitted, right? So then it comes out, then you might as well be permitted to take donations from the north. The some part of the court is, I think the part of the school that the same is true regarding the shul. So there's some part, so the Achreidim have a machloikis, so a lot of Achreidim equate a Yisrael who's a mumah, be the ka'aku, because a Jew who's so much involved in Averis, that he has a status like a Nachi, that's in Rabbi David Zohar, and so on. That's a serious movement, because then he's in a Kanachi, so then several parts can say, not permitted to accept donations from him in a building campaign. But if it's just for maintenance of the shul, upkeep for the shul, then it's missing. So now we need to see the work for, even for upkeep of the shul.
It's all a point of story about a guy who gave donations to a shul, and then and that was the team up from the donation that he was the found that he was a boy. Not so
another question, who can define, who can call somebody of the worship? I mean, like, who's about it? It may be a few, it may have been an honor to have
but you see in the house of that show,
there's no community, there's no one to call them.
You see, but if you see, it's obvious that the person is alive out there, he knows, and he goes,
who decides?
That's a lot of
stories that we've brought up. How can you decide in a car park?
The person was brought up in New York City, and his parents were, father was a rabbi, and his brothers are rabbi, and his family all rabbis, and went to yeshiva. And then he gets to the top of the road, and he says, you know, we know. We know the top of the Palo Verde.
You can't take it over Muslim.
That's how it's in the drug addict.
The Gemara, the Rashi on that Gemara seems to give a psychological distinction. He says it doesn't seem to be a halachic distinction, a strictly halachic. Not a salty did. It seems to give a psychological distinction that if the Nochri will be involved in a building campaign, we are afraid that they may be interested in shooting us up. Now, good to Nochri that he really wants to help us out, build a base. I mean, there's a building to shoot us. So we have to, right, we have to suspect that maybe he's trying to, like the Shah, right, like the story in the past, like the Shamroni. So we're afraid that maybe they really have to mix, slow things down. So we should adopt the policy not to accept any donations from him. Because that's the reason why, so this Shah comes up, let's say there's an Akhri who's in real estate in this neighborhood, and he knows that you build out Shul, you build a yeshiva, it's going to be better for him. And he gives you the check now. What Shah can give you a kiss. What's trying to say that it's your chayshe that he's going to trip you up? The pastor says that it's in his best interest that there should be a yeshiva, there should be a shul for them. You should go judge in this day, judge in each and every local case. You have to be afraid that he's trying to slow things down or not. That's the question, because the Gemara does say an exception to the rule that if it's the government, the Gemara says if the Galatian government wants to donate money, or tachshas, or in Tanakh, Yeah. Don't I need money from the Croatian government? So the Gemara says, how can you accept money from the Croatian government for the purpose of building a Beit HaMikdash if you say you're not allowed to take the money? Says, no, who's the Lord helps you? The government doesn't change the money. The government says, so they're gonna give the money. Yeah. You see, Gemara, but it's not a strict halacha. You're not permitted to accept money from a goy as far as the building campaign, but you are permitted to accept donations for the upkeep. No, the voters in the building campaign were afraid that he may do mahachis. But if he knows that he's not going to do the hachas, he's not going to try to slow things down or trip you up, then it would appear to be more brutal. They have to go judge in each and every individual case. Problem not. That's what some of the Kofi say. They have to judge in each case whether that chashash does apply or the chashash does not apply. The Yom Rabbi Yechon, the Shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the more I quoted other members prior to this, where Rabbi Yechon is quoting things in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he quotes another, with the Vavdi Yom, not our memory, he said name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Kol HaKadev, often looks he lost, so a person should always daven Shemon Esri, feel of Shemon Esri, doesn't need to take a Zimba, doesn't want the rest of the davening. Should always daven Shemon Esri in the same place, he fears nothing. What will be? So his praise will be answered. Oivot, Meitlun, Tachtol. Even to that extent, means there'll be not Shliach, he'll have whatever request he asks for will be answered, even to the extent of even a request that affects other people negatively. It's not the Pasha Shatapa, but it's not Dashin in another level of interpretation. So God is in the same spot all the time, Shachim Tachta, but even so, and then the Pasha continues, but they see for B'nai Avlo, Li Anos, Kasher Barishayno. And the Goyim won't start up with that. That's the bracha will be, that all of the affairs will be entered, even to the extent of Oivov, Neuflin, Tachta. What exactly does it mean? HaKadeh, Mokam, Let's see, Mosei? Shagosu.
So does it mean the same Shura, or does it mean the same spot in the Shura?
But the same use within Dalaran. No, the same spot in the Shura, but within Dalaran, Mr. Dalaran. But the question is this, HaKadeh, Mokam, and Shagosu, so the Rishonim have a dispute. Does this only apply when a person dawns at home? The guy dawns at home, so one day he's going to daven in the bedroom, one day he's going to daven in the living room, one day he's going to daven in the kitchen, one day in the dining room, one day in the hall. Davening at home is already Shvachet Kavonah. So every day he's going to daven with a different, he's going to look at the same things in this room, and the different over here, and the same over there. Every day there's going to be some distraction. But if davening is sure, the Sama Shantai does matter where he davens, there's no problem of Kaveh Mokam and Shiloh. That davens in the shul, and after me. And other Shantai say no, that even if you davening in the shul, you should still be Kaveh Mokam and Shiloh. That's where it's usually assumed. That Kriyas Mokam is required even in shul.
What does it mean?
The Sama Shantai holds, if you daven in the shul, there's no need to be Kaveh Mokam, only when you daven at home, the Seisah. When you daven Beis HaKnesses, you don't need Kriyas Mokam.
What does it help?
It helps him with Kabbalah. Yeah. He has a routine. He does every day the same thing. He does it the same way. So he won't be distracted with seeing anything. Right. The first thing is to turn solid on it. It doesn't have to be doctor. That's just like if somebody happens to be sitting in your seat. But you don't have to ask the doctor that he should move. You want to doctor. As long as he's doctor, we're sitting down on it. Fun behind him. That's why there's a shayla in Pasim regarding Ovel. The dinner that an Ovel needs Shiloh Makayim, when the Ovel goes to Shul, to Davin, so he requires Shiloh Makayim. So some Pasim say the Shiloh Makayim must be the sister Shiloh Makayim. The Shiloh Makayim has to be hooked with Davaran, it's the way he usually sits. Because if he always sits in this seat and now, because he's another, he's going to sit one row behind. That's what the Pasim say. He should always be less to cover this. Unless it says in the Mashini Makam should be, the one who sits in the Mizrach should sit further back. If he sits, let's say he normally sits in the left row in the shul. He always sits in there, then he switch to the other side of the shul. He sits in that side, switch to the other side. But normally he switches and he sits in front. So the classical Pasuk Mam Shachanah said that it's not enough. He always sits in the Mizrach front on the right side, and now he should sit, now he's another, he should sit in the Mizrach front on the left side. So they say that's not right. Because that's just what's covered there. The first row here, first row here is the same thing.
say the proper thing is to sit in a shina makayim that's like an altar quality. And if you can't more remove from the altar, you can hit. And if he normally sits in the back row, then we rely on the fact that he just hits this one side for the other. That's how the regular person is.
The Rav didn't think that that was right. So Rashi thought that that's not the reason why. It doesn't have to be less recovery. It's just to demonstrate that the person feels disoriented. It doesn't necessarily have to be less recovery. He thought that it wasn't. He thought that even if he downs in the front row on the right side, he can be able to shoot him up by downing in the front row on the left side. Anyway, so the person had a discussion with the Machlokes. What if the fellow sits, let's say, in the fifth row from the front? So he's going to sit the row behind it, the sixth row, that still says Salah. The seventh row still says Salah. If you have to dafki go to the ninth row, to the tenth row, then it should be chutzlo da'alam, because it won't be chutzlo da'alam, then I'll be given in Hilchus Tzila, it's not a shinim ochre. Today, the Hilchus Averis also not a shinim ochre. That's what it's a chudo like in Hilchus Averis. It's just on kiyah, shinim ochre means, a kaveh kriya, it's not a means, so salonam, it's also shinim ochre ma'adim, it's also, it has to be chutzlo da'alam. The Ma'am Sheikh has a chudo where he thinks that it's not kriya. He thinks that there's no dinyon, that's why Averis, even if there's a slight shinim. The guy always sits in this seat. No, we always sit to his seat. So we sit to one seat over, one seat behind it. Everybody knows there's already a shinim ochre. The Hilchus Tzvila Tzak is not it. It's still called Kriyas Mokka as long as it's still saying Rambo. But to demonstrate that he's an Avelis and he's disoriented, so that's enough.
Are we talking about Shabbos, which is called the Kriyas, or...
I didn't say a word on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's a din machlokes that we have to have shinim mokas. Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the din is that the Avelis, that the Tzahesi may not be observed. But what about the shinim mokas? That's considered Avelis of Tzahesi. So Sir Rav Moshe Feinstein has a shul about that. He writes that this, I think, one of his children died in Europe. One of his children died. And he was going to Hilchus Avelis then. The din in Europe used to be that the Chassam Sofer writes his din. That they didn't want an Ein Hara to this people. That one never learned in yeshivas. One that never learned Hilchus Avelis until somebody filled up one actually did yeshivas. They never learned Hilchus. So that's why a lot of times they did things wrong. Because they didn't learn Hilchus Avelis until they were observing the Avelis. So then when you read Kriya and you start, everything is done wrong. So we figure out the right way. Some says I have one of his children. Someone has the Mashiach of Shabbos and he is a children. He had to wait a year and a half for some says to have some occasion to be an Avelus. But he writes it. Now I'm an Avelus. I went to the dinner. So I found out that the dinner took me a shot of Shabbos a year and a half later. Now there's no longer a gale of Avelus. So much of I thought about that. He's observing Avelus and one of his young children, I think on one side or something. He went to the dinner in the Shulchan Aruch and he sees that there's this dispute whether when we say that Ivanisha Bekahesi, Avelis Bekahesi is not Noheges, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, so some parts can say that that's only Avelis of Shiva. Because the Avelis of Shiva is so severe, it's so hard to say that Avelis Bekahesi of Shiva is inferior to Shabbos. That's tied to the Kashi of Shabbos. So Shloshim is less than Shiva, and Yubei Kredish is even less than that. But since it's less, even if you do it Bekahesi, it won't be in contradiction, it doesn't contradict the observance of Shabbos, and it's fear to Shabbos. So that's what some parts can say. So since the din of Shinim Mokim is required for the Holy Beis Kodesh, there's such a lower level of Avelis, even though it works with the head, some parts can say that it's not in fear to Shabbos. So Moshe shows to the Shulchan Aruch that that's not correct. He claims that the Shulchan Aruch says that it's not correct, but still, if it's with the head, he's saying not a lot to say. He quotes Moshe, even if he thinks that it's not correct. That's for sure.
We'll
go back to your regular seat on Shabbos.
Oh,
I know. I have to look in the space, I think.
Let it go on.
You can do it on Shabbos.
Then
it's a virus. Yeah. I don't know. No, but it's a demonstration of Avelis. The person demonstrates that this being feels disoriented because of the fact that someone's died. All we need of Avelis is to demonstrate that.
Other cars in the they need some other static dog, and no one registers anything, and the world goes on like you kill a mosquito, and you just keep on going. A mouse got caught in a trap, and it got killed, and you just keep on, the world goes like this. So people buy also like flies, and just go on like this, so that's not competition.
Someone should react, at least a relative, someone should react, even if the person lives up there, there's Roshana. He lived out a full life, but still, it's not proper that a person dies, unless the person had absolutely nothing to offer. He was a Russian Russia, he had nothing positive to his personality. Never did any mitzvahs nice and tense to them, after there's no deal about it. But if he's a person of a cosmonaut, he has something to offer to this world, and he died, something is missing. So someone has to, one group of people has to react and to demonstrate the fact that the person died. So God is a form of demonstration in Shinim Mokka. If you demonstrate this, the world is different and will be disoriented. You know, so many other millions of people in the world, but one person died.
Yeah.
Also something changed.
Well, but the heavens show anyway, like it doesn't change. It's also demonstrated of Venus, no? What you do before Shabbos, it should change.
Yeah.
So there is a demonstration anyway.
That could be a machlokes, it's
obvious.
Right. Yeah. Mm. 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 Yes. They say that Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he was in Avelis, because of this issue as to whether you should approach him walking on Shabbos or not, the Shabbos beyond it, he was having a different show. How exactly did that solve the problem? That's the Shabbos also, no. I mean, it wasn't noticeable, because he sat up in the front,
okay.
It wasn't noticeable that he was doing the Shabbos, but he wasn't sitting in his room. Normal muscles, not walking in a different show. Really?
When Tom wasn't available, he didn't give him Shlishi, so he went back to Shlishi because he showed that Shabbos is not available.
So we're not both there. Right. Abinatam got Shlishi every Shabbos for sure. Abinatam got Shlishi every Shabbos for sure. He said he was sitting here to say, this is there. So we're not both that he took, they weren't going to call him up for an Aliyah, and all of us not allowed to take an Aliyah. He thought that would be available for fast. He said he walked up to Shlishi. You know, the Gabbai didn't call him up, he walked up and he took a Shlishi.
Yeah.
By the Hasidim, Shishi is the best Aliyah. Magen Avraham quotes that. Pid Nikla pointed in the Marsh, Shlishi is the best Aliyah. Shlishi is the best Aliyah for the simple reason that it's the first Aliyah that you can possibly get. That's your kind. But if you give to the kind, if you give to the lady, so the first Aliyah that's up for grab is Shlishi. So if you give it to Ben Tom, so that means that they gave him the first Aliyah that he could have possibly got. And the Magen Avraham quotes that at the Nista, Shishi is the best Aliyah. Because Shabbos is between us and the story. Shabbos in the daytime, it's clear up Yisrael. Yisrael is the sixth series, that's why I pointed to the verse.
I didn't think anybody who waits for the choice, this is better than this.
Every person is better than
this. Yeah,
it's a little.
It's a little. Al Ali is an issue, yeah. Al Ali is an issue. That's what they tell in Yiddish folklore, no? That the people used to fight about who's going to fit Yitzhak and who's going to get Shishi and who's going to get Gluth, the best part of the venue. But the rabbi told the shamans, which was built to send the show to make an announcement, that Al Ali is on the Shishi and the Gantz is in Yitzhak, and the Gantz is the end of Gluth. Yeah. The Gantz is the end of Gluth. The rabbi wasn't so intelligent, so he started mixing anything else, and he said, the Gantz in Yitzhak is the end of Gluth. All the instructions are done right. Yeah, it's not right. It's not right to make a chiddush for one aliyah. In our celebration, you can tell the story. There was one Bala Bas in Boston who was coining, and he was always dying to get shlishi. Once a year, he would go to the conservative shul and give a donation. There, they would give a shlishi. But the Orthodox shul all year long, down the Orthodox shul, he would never get. The celebration, he used to come. What do you want? Get the best. You get better than shlishi. You get the first aliyah. The aliyah from the shlishi is the first aliyah that you. That it's shy to get. You get not the first Talib. You want the best decision.
The rule says with the older Talib, you're supposed to give a quarter of the lead according to the quarter of
the lead. According to the margin, the same people get all the Aliyahs every week. The rabbi gets Shlishi, and the Rosh Hashanah gets the Zee, and the Talmid HaChachamim gets every week, the same people get the Aliyahs. That's very cool.
So come
on.
Less than anything
else. Yiddish and Rabbi, yeah. Rabbi had a contradiction. Had a contradiction between the two psukim. Ksiv la'anosu, ksiv la'chalo. So, the same Nusach appears both in Sefer Shmuel
and in anywhere, and in Malachim Beis. And in one it says La Yosifu Ben Yavla La Anoso, and the other one says Machalos. It's talking about Bichilu La Anoso, will it destroy Machalos? And as Rashi said, Bichilu Kishinid Na Habayis, Bichilu La Anoso, La Anoso, you know, it's in Yisrael. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, all we wanted was that they shouldn't shepherd. The Bichilu Kishachotu, Nizra Aleyem, Inui. Bichilu Kishinid Na Aleyem, and Akilu. Later when the Eden sinned, so at least the existence of the Beis HaMikdash protected us from sometimes a person just listens to a shiur like a person attends a lecture at a university. He doesn't feel any personal relationship with the Magid Shia, with the Rebbe. The Gemara says that that's not proper. You have to have a tape. Okay, a tape. Sometimes I tape, you can also have shimush. The Gemara says you have to have more than you should. You're not allowed to treat the Rebbe from whom you're getting the Torah just as a person is transmitting information, and that's all. There has to be a relationship. There has to be some kind of a relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud. That's my sir. That's called Shimush Talmid HaChacham. That doesn't necessarily mean Shimush Talmid HaChacham that you serve him his breakfast and you drive him in the car and you bring him the steed. That doesn't necessarily mean that. It means that the Talmud is interested in being so close to the Rebbe because he feels that there's always more to gain. He wants to look at the Rebbe to see the way the Rebbe drinks the tea, the Rebbe does this. He's always interested in learning more because he feels that the Rebbe represents him also. The pasuk that he quotes happens to speak about physical service. Yeah, Shneema, Paul Elisha ben Shavu, the Shayotek, my day, Eliyah. Nobody had a whole group of Talmidim. And the most outstanding in the Talmidim were all Nevi'im. And then the pasuk says, Ben Eliyah. That regard, so it was obvious, it became nicker, that Elisha was his greatest Talmid, and Elisha took over the mantle of authority at that time. He is singled out from all of the other Talmidim, Paul here in this community, you'll find Elisha. Why does he say Yosef Mai? He was Mishamishim, Mishamishim, but the Pasuk Shad, it doesn't mean Yosef Mai is physically serviced him, that he poured water on his hand, and he went shopping with him, and so on. Sometimes you have people who go shopping with the Rebbe, and they do it for other reasons. They don't really watch everything that the Rebbe is doing in order to gain more. The Medrash says, "Right to take a Yehoshua," because the commissioner says, "What does it mean?" Because Yeshua Ben Nun used to set up the seat. So what does he know how to learn? He just set up the seat. He was a janitor. Moshe Rabbeinu is based on a janitor. No, it means he knew how to learn very well, but there were Elozim knew how to learn a little better than him. The Midrashim say Elozim and Mulek and Menahoy. Elozim was sharper than Yeshua. But since Yeshua was Meshamash Moshe Rabbeinu, in the sense that he always thought that there's more to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, more than just listening to the Shia. And that's why he was Meshamash and Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to have a closer relationship. And that's why he, Moshe Rabbeinu, succeeded in transmitting more Masera to Yeshua than to the others. I think that's the way it's usually understood, but it doesn't mean physical service. That's a true statement, but I don't know if that's what this means. I don't think that's what this statement means. Right. But she wish on the state of Taylor. Interesting idea. One of the ideas, my time was asking Malabay Krishna, one of the Chacham didn't come to Davin and Shul. But truly, how come he don't come to Davin and Shul? Amalei Leichil, he's an old sick man, how can he come to Davin and Shul? Amalei Lechanti Lamar Asura the Mitzvah, maybe we should make a meeting at home, so we get the ninth or meeting, and we'll be the tenth form of Davin, you know? I'm like trickling will say, nah, it's a tilka. He doesn't feel well, and then he's gonna come, he's gonna spare him, he's sick in bed, he has to go to bed, he has to take his medicine, whatever. He does not have a minion at his home. So he says, alright, so you have no prayer, you have to dab in your feet. You can't go to shul, and it's too uncomfortable, it's too difficult. for you, that's living in your home. But why don't you send why don't you instruct the people in the shul that they should let you know when the chazan is starting at Bochu or Shmoneh Esrei or whatever, Sukkot is in, so you'll be able to synchronize your davening. By us, it's simple. You know, the Dam Shachar is 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock minyan, 7 o'clock minyan, 6:30 minyan, whatever. So the Gemara says even if a person has to daven in Yechidah and can't daven in shul, he's always trying to daven at the same time that they're davening in some shul or another. In some place, there should be mechaveng, so they should be mitzarek with that minyan. So the Gemara says on the next daf that when a person davens tefillah b'tzibah, there's a better chance of having his tefillah answered than if he davens Yechidah. The tefillah b'tzibah has to talk to all davening in the same room. What if you have, let's say, 10 people davening in the room and the 11th person is davening outside? If you would have 5 and 5, they wouldn't be mature. 5 people in there, 5 people out of the room, they're not mature. You only have 5 and 5, you have 10 people, 100 people in the shul, and one fellow, his apartment is across the street, so that called Tzibah B'Tzibah, the Kaddish Inclusion Broker, he may. So he points out. He may. So the Gemara says in Erezin that you're not mature, that you're not in the same room. But the Gemara says in another place, himself in, I think the Chikr Shal Baiz made him expect the same story of Yim Shabbat Shammai. Even if there's a wall of an iron curtain separating between you and the minion, you can still answer Kaddish Kedusha. The person says, how can it be? If they're in two different rooms, they're not mature. How can he answer? The person says that this is the chiluk. To be mature, to be mature to the minion, if you don't have 10 people together in one room, you don't have a minion. But if you have 10 people in the room, and I'm outside of the room, I'm across the street, how can I answer Kaddish Kedusha in both rooms? It's considered a Kaddish Kedusha. They have the minion, so it's okay. But the later person have enough makers. Fine, I can answer Kaddish Kedushin Baruch Hu, but am I Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibah? If I'm not davening in the same room. So some Achleikis, and some Achleikis said that you are Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibah. But even if you are Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibah, that's because I can hear them davening, I'm davening Takamon with them. What if I live 2 blocks away from the shul? I won't be there. I have no shaykhus at all. But I just daven at the same time. I know that they start Ma'irah, they start saying Bohu Rabbom at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, or whatever. There's a minyan, it is Nankavua. And I'm going to start davening Ma'irah at the same time as that. The Gemara says that's also an Indian. That's the Nagyet, the Tzvila, the Tzvila, but the Nikzad, you're a Mitzare, in a certain sense, your prayers are mature with the rest of the Tzvila, so you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered than otherwise. So that's what he asked from you. So you're an old sick man, you can't go to shul. And it's too much of a tzvila, you should get an Indian in your home, but why don't you ask someone in the shul that they should let you know exactly what time they start the daven time, and they didn't daven every day at the same time. What time they didn't have watches, they didn't have clock. It's 9 o'clock, so they couldn't buy us. It's easy every night. It doesn't matter if it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 7:30, so you know what time it is.
The thing is, you know, not too many.
Yeah, figure out it on his own. No, but let's say Mincha and Nairus, you know, you don't know what time they go to bed. So yeah, so why don't you ask a shliach to come and notify you? Why don't you ask the Shliach Tzibur to send a messenger, whatever, they should be revealed that you should daven Chag Shalom the same time, synchronize your davening, the same time as they're davening Yeshua. So he says, what is the big sinner? He says, my cooling high, what's the big deal? He says, big important thing about davening Yeshua. I say, yeah. I hope my prayers will be offered at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be more acceptable to receive them. They trust them. In other words, sometimes the Rebbeinu Shalom is in a happy mood to accept the tzibos and sometimes not. When is he in a happier mood? If I daven at 9 o'clock, 8:30, whatever, and I know that there's an Indian there. If I daven this people, the next mandam is going to call. The rabbi is davening together, means I'm davening in the same room. Sometimes even if I'm davening outside, I can hear them davening. So I'm not mature to the minion in the sense to be mashun, the minion I can't be mashun if I'm out of the room, but I'm still mature for the purposes of tefillah b'tzibah. Here he says, this part tells you an additional thing, esrog. But that's the ace rustin. 9 o'clock is the minyan of shul. So when I daven in the hospital, I'm sick. I daven at home, whatever. I don't feel well. I daven at home 9 o'clock, and 9 o'clock is the ace rustin.
So what if I said 5 people to the minyan, they're not mature? But different from all the other
children.
That's the right name of the table. Yeah. The Gemara says in Bracha is that if you have 5 people, among them 5 in the other room, and we can see some of the people in the other room, then they are mistaken to bench the zoom in the shed. Not only to 3, even to bench the zimun with Shem Hashem. So what about by davening, would you say, if 5 and 5 in the Ksotim Roy Neilu is able? Because the Rajvor and the Shubin, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shubin and the Rajvor says, Kulan, Mitzvah, even the Shubin, that maybe then it's Tzarek.
maybe it should be the same as Benjamin Gunner, maybe not. And then Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Vilna Gaon holds that it was only a maybe, and the other Rishonim probably disagree, and we shouldn't talk to him like that maybe. He says that the din should be that by davening is on the truth. It's very important when you daven a Beit Ovel sometimes.
Yeah,
you don't always have a room, especially when you daven Shachas, everybody puts the Talis and Tulum in a different place. A lot of times you don't have 10 people in one room, so that's talking not right. Even if they're right, maybe we're able, but if they're in two different rooms, it's not right. You should always push that you should speak to it that there are 10 people in one room.
That is the
combination, it's like one room.
That is
the pastor says that they're different rooms.
Why?
You have a mezuzah in between, so the pastor says from mezuzah, sometimes you do need a mezuzah, sometimes you don't. Well, let's say if you deem it as two different rooms from mezuzah, then that it's considered two different rooms.
One
room is large, and one room is small. I mean, one is large, one is small,
yeah,
it goes small like this.
Yeah,
that's in one area, and that's part of the Shulchan Aruch. That's complicated.
Okay, so we visit the location, you have two rooms, or you just know what seat though?
You mean you have men and women in two different rooms.
Right.
That's the question, what's the purpose of the mechitza that you're supposed to have in shul between the men and the women? We have a mechitza in shul, the Maram Shik says, we have a mechitza in shul because of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash should be a mikdash miyada. When you construct the shul, there should be a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash never been entered in shul, and the Nezos Noshim. So the child is why, what exactly, so that's why we have a mechitza. So what exactly does it represent? Why are you supposed to have a mechitza in shul? Men and the women shouldn't have it in the same offering? Or it should prevent histaklus, that the men should be the spirit of women, or it should prevent intermingling and mixing. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis write the Pirush HaMishnayis in Sukkot. When the Mishnah says in Sukkot that we start the Sukkot Beit HaShaeva, we should make the separation between the men and the women, because it was very crowded, and there was a lot of rejoicing, and there was a lot of mixing then, so they wanted to separate the men and the women more than they usually were separated. So the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis, writes that the function of the separation is to prevent the status, that the men shouldn't look at the women. So look at the women, this will prevent them from having proper kavanas and shatat tefillin. And the pasuk says, by davening, you have to be careful for shoya, and for meraglaim, and for erevah, and sums it up, v'hoi machanecha kodesh, you have to have kedusha kamokim. When you daven, it's not just you should, the words should be proper, the mokim should be a mokim of kodesh also. Lafuke, that if there's erva, so the Meravan is not proper. The Rambam says included in that din of Kedushas Malkum is that the men shouldn't be staring at the women. If this is tapless, the men are staring at the women, so they won't be able to daven properly. And yet, Hazaki doesn't write that it's for the purpose of presenting his tapless, he writes that it's for the purpose of presenting his shagos, yeah, that they shouldn't intermingle with each other. That was a big machlokes between the Satsar and the Moshe Feinstein. Which of the two Rambams you should follow? That's where it said you have to be machmir, follow the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis. You have to have such a mechitza that's over everybody's head, that the men shouldn't be able to see the women at all. Moshe Feinstein said that kayadu, whenever there's a contradiction or conflict between the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Aruch HaZokeh, so we always follow the Aruch HaZokeh. That's always the clause. So Moshe Feinstein said, no, Moshe Feinstein said, you need it high enough that it should prevent hisargu, should prevent intermingling. So how high is that? Moshe Feinstein postulated that it should be shoulder height. He thought that shoulder height will prevent his starving. And then he told me what he considered average shoulder height is mana gemara. Why should it exactly depend on shoulder height? Why should it depend on average shoulder height is mana gemara? Should it depend on shoulder height is mana gemara? Basically, that's what he writes. He keeps on, he had a few chubas like that. And people ask him, where did he get this here from? So he keeps on writing, I explained it already. I explained it everywhere. And he doesn't even explain. He explains how he figured out that average shoulder height of Mana Gemara was whatever number of inches he is. But he doesn't explain how does he know that it should be shoulder height to prevent the sun. How does he know that it should be average shoulder height of Mana Gemara? He just proves how high was average shoulder height of Mana Gemara. So you get a first two premises he doesn't prove. And others time is, those who ask the Shaila Rav Moshe time is, that the Yalta Shemaine seems to say on the cross of the Vahaya Machanecha Kodesh, let me think about this last week. No?
Not
here. I'm just waiting. I had a sheet of work on. No, still another year. Why does it say that?
No.
Oh. So I'm at Yamare.
The Gemara says on Lamed Aleph on the day. No, that's not what he said. The Gemara says on Lamed Aleph on the day that when Chama was davening in Ishkan Shiloh for a baby, and then when so she was blessed with the baby, Shmuel Anobi. So when Shmuel Anobi was 2 years old, so he brought him to the Beit HaMikdash and Eli should raise him and should get a kodesh for the rest of his life. But the Pasuk says when she brought him to the Beit HaMikdash, she said, "Oh, now I'm there, he's following me. I'm there, he's following me. I'm there, he's following me. I'm the lady who was here davening 2 years, 2.5 years ago, and I was blessed with a baby, and here's the baby, and I want to give him to the Rebbe's son." So why did it say, "Imcha, I am Imcha Fei"? Should it tell "Imcha, I am Imcha"? So the Gemara understands that the Pesach is going to add on the Gemara. Allah Mera Alvim Beis. The Gemara doesn't spell it out, but the Pesach says that's what the Gemara is based on. Why did it say "Imcha with a hay"? Means that she was 5 hours away from Eli. What's the significance of being 5 hours away from Eli? And the Gemara says one drasha, and the Yalkut Shemani says a different drasha. The Gemara says because Eli was sitting, and she was standing saying, "Filo." The Gemara runs out all the bit about Filo. They belachash and ba'id and start to see. Another isha hanitzevus, "Imcha, I was standing and you were sitting. How can he sit? You're not allowed to sit near one who's davening from Esrei." So the Gemara says the answer is, he was sitting 5 hours away. You're not allowed to sit. But if you're 5 hours away, then you may sit. That's what the Gemara says. And the Yalkut Shemani on the Pasuk in Devarim, "Ahoy Machanecha Kadosh," has a different voice. That the men and the women are not permitted to daven together in the same Mokum Tzivah. So the Yalkut Shemani understands that Eli was davening for whatever, and she was davening for a baby. He was also davening for a baby for whatever. But they were both davening. How can the men and the women daven in the same place? They have men and women davening together. How can it be? So the Yalkut Shemani says, no, he was 5 hours away. Not like the problem, he says, that he was sitting, she was sitting, that's what had to be 5 hours away. Yalkut Shemani says they were both davening, and men and women are not supposed to daven in the same Mokum Tzivah. They have to have 5 hours away. So the simple reading of that Yalkut Shemani is that if you have a separation of 5 hours away, then you don't need a Mechitza. And if you don't have 5 hours away, then you need a Mechitza to make it a Mokum Tzivah. To make it into a separate mokum. How do you make a separate mokum? Sounds like it should be Yeter Amish. Yeah, third pocket, no. To make a chelik reshut should be 10 pocket. That's why Moshe Feinstein was very opposed to this. So when they asked him, is there any... Abar Kotel used to tell over. I don't know if Yalkut Shemani. Abar Kotel flicked over, there's a Yalkut Shemani. It exists. It's a business. Most of them don't speak to me, Yalkut Shemani. So Abar Kotel used to tell people that if you have this Yalkut Shemani, if you have a hachok of 5 hours of men and women, it would appear from the Yalkut Shemani that you don't need a mechitza. So when they told us over to the Moshe Feinstein, is there any truth to that? The Yalkut Shemani, he said, no, absolutely no grounds, no mokum whatsoever. It has to be my shiur. Show back and forth. It's a whole different understanding of what the purpose of the mechitza is. Is it like the Rambam writes in the Kiryas Hamishnah to prevent the stakulus? Or is it like the Rambam Yad HaZofah to prevent the stakulus? There has to be such a height to prevent it. Or is it in consonance with a different voice? This is how mokum requires that the men and the women should be davening in a mokum cholos. So let's say if they're davening in two different rooms, that Al-Pi didn't require a mezuzah, and it's a different room, there should also be something, like 5 hours away, that it's a different mokum tzivah. But those who are born, they think that it's not that that's to a ma'adim or a ma'adim. And you have a mechitz of 10 tzachim, but there are those who felt that if it's 10 tzachim tzivah, so you said there's no issue to daven in such a shul. The mechitz between the men and women is 10 tzachim tzivah. Because the only thing that's mamish to bear in a moment being that it should be a chedushas hamokum in the sense that the men and the women should be davening in a different shul. Means time, the men are davening in the room, there's some women there in the room. It's usually assumed that it's okay. Even though they say the fairies know they're there. They're both davening. They're both davening. The men and the women are all davening. They're all davening together. That's what's in
problem. There shouldn't be any difference as clear as like in the shul or like in the house or whatever.
Shouldn't be. You usually assume that it is. I don't know why, but it shouldn't be. That. There's a few demons. There's one din that you need the Beis HaKnesset should be Gumi, the Beis HaMikdash should be Migdash Shliyah. There's a mitzvah binyan Beis HaKnesset. But the Balabat in the community, I'm not here to say, the first component out that the children are semi-aesthetic, not the Lubavitcher semi-aesthetic, it was an earlier semi-aesthetic, but a friend will talk. So the earlier semi-aesthetic writes in his tshuva that the mitzvah binyan Beis HaKnesset in the community is not only in order to enable people to daven, but it says it alternates. One
one week we'll dive in your house, next week we'll dive in his house, next week we'll dive in his house, we'll dive in the library. We have a whole schedule. Every day we're going to dive in somewhere else. So he says, no, it's not only to enable you to have a place to dive in, even if you can dive in the city also. Just like there's a mitzvah of the Yosef and Migda, there's a mitzvah to build a base. I mean, there's a mitzvah to build a base, that's necessary, a mitzvah in Ontario, because it's mitzvah shmiyat. But the question said that one doesn't fulfill the community, the Nehoiah don't fulfill this mitzvah of the kind of people. You don't fulfill this mitzvah of the Yosef and Migda unless you have a welcome call for the men and for the women, similar to the base on Migda. But let's say I'm just visiting in the community, and it's not my business to build a shul in every community where I go to visit. So the shul is from, so even out there, if I got it in the shul, if they have mixed seating, then I'll tell them, it's very easy. If they're out there, they're right. If I participate in any service, it's very easy. Now they're right, even to listen to Kriya Shaker. It's pretty printed, not often. And he said, they're right, of Kukesh HaGoyim, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way the human family worship their religion. There's the whole reason why the Reform wanted to introduce mixed seating in the shuls is because in the churches have mixed seating. They said if you'll participate even just by coming in and listening, if they just come in and you don't get to anything, they're just watching. They said by mixing the family and just going to come, you're not going to participate at all. That's a different question. These are other things. Sorry. But you're not participating in the services at all. But if you want to come and participate, you're going to enter Kedusha. You're going to enter Barkle. Or you're going to listen to Kriya Tafel, you're going to listen to Kriya Shavuot. You're participating in the religious service because you have to hear something there. And the religious service is being done, the Tarubis, and there are the religious tools that you need to do. So let's say it's not done the Tarubis. It's separate seating, but there's none of the people. So you say, you're not getting the Nitzvah Zinim Beis HaKnesset. But I don't live in this community. I live in another community. My community, we have an Aishul. Or they don't listen to me. Let's say I do live in the community, and I always bring it up at the meeting, and I'll always vote it out. So what can I do? I have to go shoot everybody and burn down the whole shul. I have to put up a mechitza to begin a mechitza. You think that I'm in violation, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of the Yosef and the Migdash properly. Besides, is there any issue to daven in the shul? There's no such thing as going to not daven in the mixed seating. And no Bitlan mitzvah of the Yosef and the Migdash because I can't do anything about it. My hands are tied, and I don't live in this community, so it's not my problem. Is there an issue to daven in the shul if it's separate seating, but there's no machine? So that's what it's not. Even if the women are properly dressed, they say, this is not that the men and the women shouldn't be davening together in the same office. It's part of the village vision. So in order to avoid that issue of, in order to avoid this, it's like an issue. Even if it's not my shul, I'm just standing here and I just walk into Mincha and I'm going to go, I'm on the highway, I'm traveling. Still, if there's sun in there, I'd lie, if there's no Christian, there's nothing seen that line of God, then I should daven in the car, I'll daven in the shul. If the shul has separate seating, but no mechitza, then there's a problem of Christian's nothing as well. But that problem can be solved, look at this, the, now because when he says that the issue of Christian's nothing alone, that can be solved if you have the
fire on it.
If you have a mechitza, 10,000 tall. But the 10,000 tall is still, you're not yet fully the whole story, you need more than that. Mm-hmm. For the mitzvah of being a mechitza classes, you need more than that. Just that there wouldn't be a mitzvah to daven in such a
shul. What would be, what are we to go into such a shul to daven in, say, room to witness, there are no women? If the whole cannot be a mukam shilom?
The weakness in the process is that it's not strictly stick up again, it's not a problem. Unless a person wants to, unless I'm not going to want to make a, you are sure, a migdalu? But not make a migdalu. But the night if there's no women, the Rav, I think, used to say that if it's less than 10 o'clock in Seoul, then you shouldn't even daven there before. More than 10 problems too, also you submitted to that, yeah, there's no issue of Lucius Malcolm. Still, you're not getting to show the list of being based on classes. So the minimum should be 10 problems, and then you have to try to make it a little higher. Because the event is he felt also like a measure of a lot of it. You should accept the Tirish, the Yara Hazoke, what the Rami writes in Yara Hazoke, as opposed to what he writes in the Tirish on the Shanti. The purpose of the Mechitza is really to prevent the Tarvis as opposed to prevent the Tarvis. But he wasn't so convinced of that sheer Hadarah Moshe know. He wondered Hadarah Moshe can't walk and know that it should be shoulder height. It's a different sheer.
I think
it was a function. I think the law felt that you can't give a sheer border. So you can't give a sheer border how many inches. I think I understood that the opinion was it depends how far apart they are, what direction the feet are, and it depends on a lot of things. Are they older people? Are they younger people? How many women come to shul? I've got one woman come to shul, an old lady, 85-year-old lady, comes to sit in the back.
Yoni Satchanik. Yoni Satchanik. Depends on various factors. I don't think he felt that it depends on what's
there. Remember, was after Chanov Rache. Told us on one occasion that when Torah Shnira started the seminary in Europe, but she sent a letter to the Chassid Chaim, the Chanov Rache, she wanted to know how long the series had to be. How long did it go to even? So remember, the Chanov Rache said that the Chassid Chaim started off his letter by saying, one cannot measure Shnira with a ruler. But, and she used to say, whatever. But that was the opening line. You cannot measure smears with a ruler.
It's true.
I've had some women wear very long sleeves and so on. Very tight and whatever. So the same by Mechitza, I think the Rav's opinion was that to take off the issue of Kedusha Smok and that you have to have a minimum of 10 Smok, there should be a separate room. But it's a separate room. I remember the Shulman answered, the women had a separate room, but the separate room was really not so separate. Huh? It wasn't really so separate from the men's bed. It was a separate room. A separate room.
Very much.
An answer.
Do you have to be in there? Some exclusion from Markham? The men and the women shouldn't be dominating together.
No, not the women.
I don't think so. I think the five armies is if they're both dominating. And you have to have
what does this hour really mean to cross over? What do you mean by this hour? It's a mixed mingle. I'm talking about going to step over the tenth person and mix the mix.
But Moshe Feinstein doesn't understand that it means, he doesn't think that it means to cross over. It means to schmooze together. He says it's shoulder high, deep nothing.
Yeah, it's shoulder high, deep nothing.
Yeah, it's shoulder high, deep nothing. Yeah, it's shoulder high, deep nothing.
Yeah, it's shoulder high, deep nothing. Yeah, it's shoulder high, deep nothing. If I was with the different on this, and it was like the same
thing, I would have been
the same thing. And it's all very clear, you find the people who are not, and the color people are very separated. And the people are very, very medagnic on the color, more than...
That's the mission of Sukkot. When I had Yishas Beis HaShem, when the Beis HaMin, they had more people, and it was more simple, so they were more medagnic. And Achanan, some rabbanim do like that. All year long they have, they're easier about it, and it's a bigger crowd, and it's a little more limited, so they're more medactic. And I just feel that you have to make, we live in difficult times, and still you have to make a life rule, and you have to be machmir all year long. There's no shy homes and nothing. They're starting to have a stand-up. Every rock now is going to be on the bottom. And whether they need our focus or not.
But it's part of the number that we
move in that regard.
Men, women, children, girls.
What? You get there. In the same room?
No, no, no. It's not the room. The room is the same.
There's quite a permission there. Who makes the lesson thing?
Yes, that's pretty right. Yeah. Then he says there's another problem, if the women don't dress properly, so there's a problem, how can you be in the stock? That's another problem.
That's why in Europe, in Poland, they
said
the shoes that you see,
the dress,
the shoes upstairs.
Upstairs, yes.
The shoes are
right. All only came up in America, that's how they see the age right. Share was in the center of America, how high did the heat has to be? In Europe, they always had a women's section.
All over Europe.
But in Europe also there were different communities. The Frunish shuls, the very Frunish shuls had the women's section in the back. They didn't have it at Yusha, they didn't have it on the side. And then the modern Frunish shuls used to have on the side of... Even if you have five armies.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have five armies in the shul, it doesn't have. That's only at home, not in the shul. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Amar Mehachel, the Gemara is deriving this idea that even if you have davening tzivu b'tzivu mamash, you're davening in the zman shatzivu mispal v'tosar yichas. That was, Kram HaShem v'eish v'atayin, Hali Yisicha. I will answer your prayers if you daven at the right time of the day. right time of the day. The Yimmi Kabu is this time, 9:28. You dive at the same time, that's the right time. Rachman Chaniyam and Mehalcha, different pasuk. Ein Kel Kabir, below Yimmoth. What does it mean? It means Tfilos HaRabim. If you have a group together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not reject their Tfilos. The father of Shamash and the Grovely King, Rabim HaYimmoth, because there were many people gathering together. But that's why God, these psukim that he quotes here, this is when all the people are davening together, the people of the Tzibur. That doesn't show that there's any ma'amar. I'm davening home at 9:20 and they're davening in shul. That doesn't show that. So it's not exactly home on the hilchi, not really learning out the same thing. You still need the original, the first psukim to indicate that such a thing is a structure. That the shosh has given themselves. Finally, on the hilchi, the idea that the second chachomim quoted from the second psukim is taken in a brazil. Must not be nice, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzivos of the shul davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not cast away, he will not despise the tzivos of the many. Because they're all davening together.
Any questions? That doesn't seem to be the point that most all the tzibbas that we daven, we basically daven as one person of the tzibbas because all the tzibbas are in the school, they're not going to sing like, therefore I really don't, I'm really not the type of my dad, I really all, everybody is in the trouble for the tzibbas, so therefore the tzibbas is the ceremony of everybody else, so therefore the 50 of people davening in the shul, I myself can contribute as part of the ceremony even from the distance.
So this considered a tzibur, but I'm in California, and the chazan is in St. Lucia, New York. If he screams so loud that I can hear his voice all in California, okay, I can hear something. I don't hear his voice, I just hear on the telephone. So is that considered hearing his voice that I can say, I can answer Kedusha and Kaddish and Bokh? That's a big mark, right? Mean live.
Well,
it's not live, so for sure you don't. If it's televised in the plane, it's then for sure. Unless they had a tape, someone made a tape of a Kaddish, which is perhaps not proper. I'm going to find something that it's not proper to take any tefillah or any brachas. He considers that a bizarre, and he says by weddings all the time, everybody takes all the brachas. But I'm going to find something that to take brachas, the chlal is a bizarre to the brachas. He thinks that it's not proper. He thinks that once you have it on tape, he doesn't think there's an issue to play the tape, even though you hear all the brachas. There's no reason not to change your mind about Tolda, there's no reason to broker about Tolda, because there's no person saying it now. But he considers that if he's going for the broker in the first place, that, that you take it. That's his feeling.
Yeah.
That's what he writes. But that's a shabbat. Can you answer Kaddish Kedusha and Brokers? There is a tape, and you're playing over a tape of Kaddish, and you certainly don't say, I'm the Ashmeer Rabbi. Because no one is saying it now. But the Machalikis is, what if it's being televised live? Is being on the radio on the television line. So that's the machlokes. Is that considered shemei or not?
Yeah.
As far as their religion is concerned, they talk to that you can be yet to an if you stay home and you watch on television. He said the violation of Avodah Zarah is also violated by watching the mass on the television, watching the ceremony on television. That's what he said. Mali, you go into the church and you bring the church into y'all. It's the same as...
I don't know, what
would they say? Are you yes or you're Avodah Zarah? And there's also a major dispute among the Muslims. That the person, I mean, lies. You hear Abdullah, you hear Abdullah. But that was a major start. The Chazanish was mistopic to say that maybe you would be it. Like your Feinstein also writing to say that maybe you would be it.
I'm not sure that I was coming on the radio. No, but I mean, it's very common to listen to the radio.
Yeah, Abdullah.
And Nachshon is on the Neubach, right, that he cannot understand. He says the Chazanish told him this, that he's mistaken, and maybe he heard the Nikon Nigimla by a loudspeaker, by a, maybe he heard Tavdol, if he listened on the telephone. Nachshon is on the right in his little paper, and electricity, he writes, he cannot understand, how can he possibly say that Dora that he heard the Shemet Kain, and he says, you're not hearing the call at all. Converted into electrical energy, and it's converted, yeah. He doesn't understand how anybody can suffer that. There was a shine in Europe. Yosef Engel wrote about this issue. You hear on a telephone. What did the Pasuk say? This Pasuk has to say, Pada B'Shalom Nafshi Rekrovni. What do you mean, Pada B'Shalom Nafshi? Whose nefesh was listed? To the Rabbi Ha'ilei Mada, because they daven Tibur, therefore they are Pada Nafshi. Whose nefesh are they Pada? So the Gemara says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Pasuk seems to imply even more. That's what the Pasuk speaks, called the Shalom Nashi. Yeah. How did this Mandama get, how did the Gemara get that the Pasuk has anything to do with Torah and Milas HaTorah? The Pasuk speaks about Tzilu B'Tzibur. He's a Rabbi Ha'ilei Mada. So that's what Rashi fills you in. Father the Shalom, Rashi on the third line from the top, there's Rashi the Nidei Shalom. By the third, the Chsiv Kol Mitzvah Seh HaShalom. The Chad Achanam Kol Mitzvah Seh HaShalom. So Father the Shalom is referring to Talmud Torah. That's how this Gemara knew that the Pasuk requires, in addition to Filo de Tzibur, the Pasuk is speaking also of one is Medak, what is Medakdek to observe Talmud Torah and Zinus Chasan as well. Gil Pedoi Lakadosh Baruch Hu.
By listening to the microphone, originally it was the voice of the person. It gets only intermediately, it gets converted to electrical pulses, but then it comes back to you, it gets back to his
down ear.
So maybe it starts off good, and then in the middle, and then at the end it's still the voice, maybe it's good.
That's what I'm stupid. That's what I'm to say, well, right, I'm brought it back later. The safe I'm brought it, then go, yeah, I'm right, that he was told that if I speak here, how do the people in the back of the room hear?
Because
they don't hear the original sound. Here on a loudspeaker, then it is clear. Because the echo is not the original call, but it is also not the original call. So that's what Rav Moshe, that's what they said on the Sukkot. What's the shot that you're not yet with an echo? Some German, however, three types of Frank said, that you're not hearing the echo, you're not yet is only appears in the Mishnah of the Gabi Kirshay. So he writes in the Sefer Hartzvi, has no shaykhus to listen to Abdullah, has no shaykhus to listen to Mikra Megillah. It's a special thing, Kol Shaykh, I see Kol HaShaykh. And that goes out to Kol HaShaykh. But that's somehow that's all basic, but I'm going to find some of the Chazanish. All the others, they all thought that that mission that speaks about Kol HaVorah versus Kol HaShaykh is not limited to Kol HaShaykh. It applies whenever there's a din of Shamei HaKoyne. If I listen to Kol HaShaykh, if I'm there to a Shamei HaKoyne. And even if I blow myself, it's not Shamei HaKoyne, but I still have to have Shmiya. You have to have Shmiya at Kol HaShaykh. But these don't help that Mishnah is a universal thing. It's not only the doctrine of Kriya Shofar. They all have this topic, what the Gedo Adin, that an echo is no good. Is it because it's not the original call? In this case, we stop it to say that the telephone is also not the original call. Which is, you say, no, it's not an issue of the original call. If it's not the original call, it means that the echo is not clear. Shani came here over the loudspeaker, over the telephone. It's just as clear as the original call, in which case that.
You can make a family, you can hear a family.
And this causes another one to change another one. Or Mali, if I talk on the telephone, same thing.
This telephone you look for a while, you lose completely that voice. It gets converted completely into a signal. And then later on, that signal gets reconverted by the speaker, which causes the vibration, the same that I set up originally. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a difference.
But now the deal.
And the other ground helps that old Tosha without proving it, that it's absolutely no good. They all thought that Mishnah, the Kol Shofar versus Kol Avora, is not limited to Afkir to Shofar. They thought that it applies to any din of Shmiah. Whenever you need Shmiah, you have to hear Shmiah by Kol. And if it's the echo, it's not the Kol.
What if a person lives in a community where there's a shul and he doesn't bother to go daven a shul?
The Gemara says it's a terrible thing. Amar Ish Lakish, on the first white line, I have some knowledge, called me Shiesh Lakish, I've met in the year, and this is the Shambli Sala, Nikra Shachim, he's a very dear neighbor. He lives near the shul. He doesn't live so close. But still, if he needs a shul in the neighborhood, then he can pass it more. Yeah.
Yeah.
But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tfilah the Tzibur is Erez. Tfilah during the weekdays on the Rabbanon, but Tfilah the Tzibur is Erez on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what the Ramban thinks. So that's why the according to that Ramban, the Daven and Shulman, the Daven with a Minyan on Shabbos and Yom Tov is more important than all week long. And all week long is still important. Like visiting the Beit HaMikdash? Yeah, visiting the Beit HaMikdash. Not just the Daven Mitzvah. Let's say I'm talking about the Daven Mitzvah, Daven in a private home one day. This place there, he wants to boycott the shul. So what's going on? That's what the Daven is, the shul.
And before we had the Lord call our home,
It's such a concept as a Shachinah.
But how do I know that it's caused by the communication for that Shachinah? Maybe it's not. It shouldn't be a Shachinah or a person. How does it know that it's caused
by the Shachinah? That's why the people don't visit the Beit HaMikdash.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't remember the Shachinah. I can look it up in What's the hashivah of davening and shul to the next gemara? I'm a letter of Rabbi Yechanan. They told Rabbi Yechanan lived in Bobo. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Talmidim used to shabbos in Eretz Yisrael and Bobo from Bobo to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody wanted to go to the Machlokes. Everybody wanted to go away from the Talmud and out of town yeshiva. So they told some of the Talmidim from Bobo told the Rabbi Yechanan that there are a lot of people in Bobo who live to a ripe old age. Very old Jewish people. He could probably be Bobo. There are very old Jews who live in Bobo. Toma. Rabbi Yechanan was very surprised. Yamash against the Pasuk in the Chumash. He says, "My neighbor, you met in Malach Amak,
Aber gut vor zu euch, ich habe doch das Simple und die Gäste, Tariqa Tiamin.
So ist der Lieben Eretz Yisrof, dann ist der Lieben gut vor.
Hey, Tariqa couldn't understand, how can it be that he gets on the ball? But then when he heard, came in the Yom Yilei, Mekadmi Mechashchi, Lebet Kristo. When he heard that they come early in the morning and they come late at night, he got Mishachi, he said, Mayer Ben Shul, Lebet Kristo. Oh my, oh, I had a Ha'ayim Lohu, that's why they were Zecha to live to an Ayicha Tiamin. That's why they lived to a ripe old age. Why? As you know, Kidon, Rav Shimon amazing, the B'nai, as Rav Shimon Levi told his children, Kadima v'chashichu, wake up early in the morning, go to the minyan, and go late at night, to daven in chamar, ba'adu l'beik dishta, why? In order that you should be zirchat ha'alicha tamtech, b'torach l'chayim. What is the significance of Rav Yechon? Of course, that the alicha tiyam is roughly going in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it help if... That's Al-Tipasis, because the shul, wherever they are, but you can see it's Basin Zashi Shul Kovar, I consider them Mikdash Meyar, it has a mikvah of Kiddush and my shock was the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara, the end of Megillah said that I've seen about the Kiddush that the Rosh Hashanah to be Nekar and the low gold in Paris and so on. We see that all of wherever they stand, they have Knesset City, Shane Horst, since it's going to move Paris and so on, it's considered as if right now it already is a Chaylik of Paris. Where do you find such a concept that it's a hashid is to go to shul? What's wrong? You daven the tzidu without going to shul. Who says you have to daft your daven in a place where there's a shul? You have to get an athletic life in this shul, the mitzvah to build a shul wherever you live is not only in order to enable you to daven the tzidu. No, even if you daven the tzidu, you're all for everyone to come home. It's the mitzvah you also need, but it's the mitzvah to build a base of English. You never have the opportunity to, if you don't have. If you have, don't want to build over there, they tell me, build a shul, build a Beit HaKnesses, which I understand, it's a mitzvah miyad, and it's a partial fulfillment in our day. He has an interesting shul by Allah Almighty, he says, it's an athletic heaven, the Yale Adina Allah. Now we can really have a shul, and everybody fits into the shul. And then, those people move into the community, and Allah should know we're in the shul for them. So, who has to, we've got to build another shul. We have to extend, either one or the other. Who has the obligation to pay for the extension? So she can say, the new guys, the people who moved in, the new people. They're the problem. The old timers, we don't have any problem. We've been davening here for the cabinets and all. The new people have a problem. They can't fit into the shul if we let them pay for the shul. So she can say, no, that the chiyuv to build the shul is not in order to enable you to daven. So I don't have a problem. They have, it's their problem. To build a shul is a mitzvah of Yosef and Midrash, so the whole Sibra has a beast. So he's passing to Allah and Amaisa, and the old people have to chip in to pay for the extension of the shul too, even though they don't have any problem. Because the key is to build a shul that everybody should be able to daven together, is a din Yosef and Midrash, a chedus Sibur. It's not in order to be able to have a place to daven. It's not only just that's the shul of Samasetic, the old Sibra's. Or being in one big shul, it's always better to have one shul than to have additional shul. But the shul that's going to be so gigantic, it's going to be so noisy, that it's going to have two separate shuls. That's it, it's always better to have everybody davening in the same shul. It's not proper to build another shul unless it's in Torah Kodesh. That's how the process is. Teisa has a shiva like that, others have like that. You have to have a tzadok. What Teisa tzadok? It's a local shul that's conservative or reform.
at the top level to make a... I don't think they consider that as well.
The alternate.
I love that. Okay?
Too far.
It's preferable to go to the show. The other side is going to lose a lot of work. And the boss pays us for the whole day's work and he's not going to do the whole work. That's the problem. Someone mentioned to me that whenever he goes to Davin Minch and all the offices of the old Mech HaGosh HaShach, he definitely goes to the only office, the Orthodox Union, to there, they make a Hech Dusha. They had a time, how can I make a Hech Dusha? Oh, Rabbi, why not to make a real HaGosh HaShach? I was kidding him, because I said, it says in the Gemara, that the Poyalim are not permitted to have a HaGosh HaShach, because they're getting paid. It's not really right to go take off more time to go down to shul, but if he's self-employed or if they pay him by how much he has, then nobody has to get finished. And the proper thing is to spend a little extra time to down and in a shul. Preferable. Some Shulchan Aruch says, and even though it says, we didn't anymore that the parliament that bridged the benching, they combine the second and the third bracha. We say the first bracha is on a fakol. Then you combine the second and the third, and you leave out, say, by Vegas, just say, go to Ramish Mai Mamein, that's all. But the man is there, the bushes are not so much, and you can finish the whole day. That's how you finish, you can finish with Zuman. But to make a chazar of Hashad, to have a dafyar nishi, and to have everything else, is not exactly, not necessarily so social. They're not but the person is self-employed, the proper thing is that he should daven in the shul, as opposed to just davening the tzibah. Davin in the Shiva is one mile, but the Davin in the Shiva in the Shul is a higher mile. Yishu Hashem Dihi Motzai, Yishami Kamen. When is it Dihi Motzai? Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he is in a good mood. When is it Dihi Motzai? And Yishami says, the Beit HaKnes. Yishami says, Dihi Motzai, but there is an Eishu. And Yishami says, the Nevi Yishami says, Yishami says, Yishami says, that he goes to the Beit HaKnes. We had yet. The Gemara says preferable to daven mitzvah when you're davening the shiur. So where do you have another pasuk there? He says where do you have another pasuk? Micro. Ashiyadu shemeli lishkod al dasoy sa yoyin yam lishma mizuzas tzochai. That the person should go to a special mountain that's in yuchas tzila. Chibatzei ki moitzoi motzachai. It will be as good as arichas yoyin.
This is the person in the Torah, no?
Yeah, the Gemara, the end of the Erevin goes, Darshan, this person in Mishnah, the first to lean in HaTorah. What Darshan was Darshan is if it goes on davening the Tzibah. The Gemara, the Erevin, Darshan did in Peret Kei Tzibah. I'm not going to do more Darshan, it goes to Motsoi Motsochaim, that you should pronounce the words when you learn. It's preferable to pronounce the words rather than just to read it in your mind. Motsi, if he's Motsi, it's born, he sees, it's better than us. Rishkan al Dasech means it should be medactic to go. Sometimes you need to go and say, no, it should be medactic to go to Shulam. Amr Achiz, and you have to come to the Shnei Tzachim and Beit HaKnes. Before a person dies, he should enter two doors. What if he should enter two doors? The simple reading is, he should have a vestibule, he should walk in from the outside, so you should walk into the vestibule, and then you should walk from the hallway into the shul, and you shouldn't have that you walk directly from the street into the shul. The Frank de Gemara, what do you mean? You have to walk in Shnei Tzachim. How can it be? You're not allowed to build a shul that you walk straight from the street into the shul. You have to have a vestibule. You have to have a hallway. How can it be? Shnei Tzachim is all the time. It doesn't make sense. That was like my name. It was other name. Shmir Shnei Tzachim. He shouldn't walk in and daven right by the door. He should walk in just a little bit into the shul. The distance, a minimum of distance of Shnei Tzachim.
Only the person sits right next to the door.
But he shouldn't just run into the outside right away start to doubt. He should be first a little bit nervous. He should remove himself.
Not
right. That's what Rashi says, Nira Kim, if he doubts right near the shul, he just walks in the outside. So right near the door, so it looks as if he's just running to daven up and then to
leave the shul.
So he should first walk around. No, if he walks around, if he walks into the shul, then he walks back to the back seat, then it'll be okay.
So going to two doors doesn't mean anything then? The Gemara of the Parsons rejects. But Machayim and the Shulchan have taught that. Nonetheless, the proper thing is you should do what the Gemara rejects.
You have a whole
But then you already have the whole way first, and then you walk into the shul, so no one will violate it. You have a then to the shul, you have a whole way first, and then you walk into the shul, so no one can possibly violate this. You don't have to be a tamakachim in order not to violate it. You're going to have the shul borders right on the outside, so whoever does not ignore will walk in, will damn right away, will walk out, will run out. But if you have a vestibule, so no one can possibly violate it. That's what that kind of
thing. Why is it not just a ratio of some of the people? Then you wouldn't come across the water. Why
shouldn't you walk there?
Yeah,
no one can sit there and go. Shrek. The Shalom's father wrote a little tabor that's called Yesh Mechlin.
Yeah.
He was a poor man. No. That's Rabbi Rachot that has that Tavon. No, Shalom Sada is a very down-to-earth Tavon. Yeah. He should learn, he should daven, he should be prone, he should give token. No, a very normal Tavon. Nothing bizarre. But he was a poor man, he had no money. So he writes an interesting Afani Hazana. Yes, like on some people when they die, leave over a lot of money to their children. He says, I don't have any money, I'm going to leave over a Tavon of Yerusha Mine. So you're right, you have to daven, you have to do this, and he has an interesting thing. And the Shalom's brother wrote Heoris, that's been done around, that's called the Hagor Teshma. He looks at Mogan Abram sometimes goes to Tehri Yudnun, the Yishnach and Babi Shavuot Son. Sometimes he goes to Agmar Yishnach and the center on the bottom and says, things are Rechai, all have to do with the davening in Krishna and Nikan can look for. So the Shavuot father writes there that you should always make sure that you give a lot of tzedakah before you daven. The Gemara says it in many different places. And you can say the Tehri Zavonech, first the person has to give tzedakah, and if you're kind to others, even if they don't deserve such kind to them, you stand a chance. Neither shall the mother in God hold the law. If you'll be kind to others, the Rebbe will be kind to you even if you don't deserve it. In fact, you're kind to others even if they don't deserve it, the person will be kind to you even if you don't deserve it. So there are many occurrences in the Gemara for that thing, that you should be docked before you're done. Not like many in the shul. They go around with the pushkin in the middle of Chazar HaShas. It's not like, first of all, that people are not paying attention to the Chazar HaShas, making the noise going around. Definitely, the Gemara says the whole idea is to get before you dance.
Yeah.
Before you dance, not empty dance, before you dance.
You should give them a little
more time. You should give them a little more time. We shall cover them upon that when we say that all the money comes from the Rosh, when we're giving it back. So, the Shalom's father writes another mocker. I don't know why you need another mocker. The Gemara says the same affairs. He says, the Gemara says you should be Nichna Shnei Tzav Rachach Yisparo that goes on Pesach Titzach Eshgeber. You should fulfill that part that has the word Pesach written twice. Pesach Titzach Eshgeber Rachach Yisparo. What do you have to do? It's like this. So there has actually, Gemara doesn't mean that. Clearly doesn't mean that. Gemara talks about working in. There has actually, yeah. So the Gemara has now a comment. What does a person have to daven for? Look, when a person is in a crisis, he has to daven. Let's say there's no rain now in Florida. Nothing is growing there. Whatever. He has to daven. The farmers have to daven. There should be rain. Or if the yeshiva has no money and they're holding by closing down the yeshiva, so the rebbe in the yeshiva should be misfalo, but the yeshiva should close down. Should be my sign also. The parents should be misfalo, the yeshiva shouldn't close down, that their children shouldn't be so they have a place to learn. But let's say things are going normally. The guy goes to school and he's doing well. And he's going out on dates, and his family's going to find a shit up. It's so difficult to get married, and his family's healthy, and no one is sick in the family, everything is going normal. So what do you have to be in power for? Everything is going normal. What do you have to be in power for? The mother says, no, even if everything is going normally, in the Derech HaTev, on the Sunday, you can expect to get a shit up, you should be in power for the shit up. And even if you expect the Derech HaTev, everything is going to go normally, you should be in power for this, and for that, and for everything. But the mother says, although she's power in the pocket, and boom, says, so people have to daven for everything. What does it mean? Reish mitzvah. I'm not chalina. Reish mitzvah is the issue. You have to be mispalel for a shidduch. Lo neboi, a guy take his note to the book and he's having difficulties finding it. Even a normal guy. Even a normal guy just starts going out. It's whatever. The 8th of 2021 should also be mispalel if you get the reish mitzvah. Shalema. How do you know the word mota has to do with the shidduch? Mota isha mota toys. Now, parenthetically, Gemara says, as a pun, as a play on words, that the Gemara said that the word Reish Mitzvah refers to Shida, the Gemara has a parenthetic comment. That in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara Rava, when somebody would get married, he must have been a Shitzo, Amalei, the Chaver would ask him right away after he got married, Amalei Hachid, they would ask him, what's the on my say? Is it a good Shidduch or is it a dead Shidduch? What does it mean? What is it a good Shidduch? What does it mean that it's a good Shidduch? Yachid Gratin Hashem. And Motze is a bet shidduch, right? It's still the Motze, I mean, Manavam says it's Isha Begon. But the word Motze is in connection with a bet shidduch. What is the significance of this is Motze? This is Motze, I can't have a whole thing. But this is a parenthetic comment, it doesn't say it belongs in Yivam. The main thing over here is the Gemara says,
what is the
Isn't it Lashon Hara? What is he supposed to do? Chatz Chaim is that kasha. Everybody has a different kasha from a different perspective. The Chaim goes, comes through gunshots to discuss every stick of the Gemara, but it seems to be a little Lashon Hara, so he has a response for Chavak on his Gemara. What did he ask the guy? What is he going to say? It's a Beishuch, Chachanit to Lashon Hara, so what's the head to... He says, Mr. Tadda, it's a Beishuch, everybody then knows what
I do. So
what did he ask him? He asked how to do that, we should be doing it. He should say, anyway, but we're leaving that out now. So what does the Gemara say? Unless it's part of the cultivation of self-person, you should never take anything for granted. You should realize that everything in life is very precarious. Everything has to be the siyat edishma. So the first Madama says, Zulisha, you should always be in this power for a good shiva. The next Madama says, I'm not someone who's until the Torah. Even a person who's only received and seen, he has an intelligent head, he knows what's going on, he's doing well on his exam. He should be in the power of the Rabbani Shalom, then he should be there without Tzloch and Perish. And then he came out, Tzloch and Perish. This pasuk before the Gemara Darshan that it refers to as davening, the previous Gemara said it goes on davening, the Gemara in Erevin said it goes on Torah. This Gemara on Adav already says it goes on Torah. Two different levels of interpretation on the pasuk initially. Okay, Matur and Matur Chaim goes on davening or goes on learning Torah. And that makes us tell Jason Tuzum Nisa. A person has to be in the style for everything in life and that he should die normally of us. That he shouldn't die in Nisa Mishun. How do you know that the word dying, that the word Matra has to do with death? Shenem alam, all this type choice. The Pasuk uses the Lashon Yetziyah Matzah in connection with that. Tanya Rabbi Halacha, there is a bracha like that, that Shameo to Shloisho Mine Nisa Liva Goyim Shenem alam, all this type choice, because it's the Masha Hachi Habu. The word that says the Gematria is Tav and Tav is already 800, and Tzadik and the rest is 103, so it's 903 different forms of death. The worst form of death, Igmar says, Kashi should become the worst one is Askira. Nisha should become the easiest form of death is Nishiko. And because there are so many different forms of death, and some are much better than the others, a person should always be responsible for everything in life. Should even die, they, he should even be responsible, and he should have a, he should have the devotion, he should give him a break when he dies. We usually don't say that to you, no. And there's Yom Kippur, the Chayyodin has that in his Nusach HaTzilu. And his Tzilu Zakra, he has this also included. And when it's time to die, Barsham, give me a break and have me die in a decent way. We usually don't say it. Gemara says he should be responsible for that. Then Gemara says, right there, Gemara talks about different forms of death. Gemara says, of Yechon HaMalei, the Tzol Zekvura. You should be responsible, not only you should die. Should you start? Exactly. Yeah, let's have a little bit. We'll get back. The Gemara next one, Dhamma says, we're just running through quickly. You have to be responsible for everything, that even after you die, you should have a decent burial. Sometimes
yeah,
so what does it affect them after they're dead already? No, because so the next one, Dhamma says, you should die, that it should be a decent Torah. Where do you get that the word Mitzvah has to do with Torah? Where can you prove in Tanakh that the word Mitzvah has to into a cover? So the next Madama says it goes Gor. Leish Mitzvah. Oh, then what is it? Masha Amar Abba, Sheil Hadad Amish, that's what people say, the poor Yunus Rach and a person should always be responsible for everything. I feel like the Bula Bas Reis or Shlomo. Even till they fill up the cavity of his grave with dirt, he should be misspelled until the last shovel of earth is thrown on top. Till everything is finished, he should all be the shovel. Sometimes it makes strike the union, it makes a strike, they'll be the union. He should be misspelled for that too. So that should be the shovel.
Yeah, that would be better. He would say that there are seven ages, because the midnight was cooler, so
he needed midnight was cooler. Basically, the man should be misspelled because he's a ball and he shouldn't take anything for granted, so they shouldn't take that for granted.
That's the upshot of the whole month. And the next Madama says, that it's Mitzvah of Beis HaKisei. And years ago, they didn't have a Beis HaKisei. They had a bathroom and everything else. But sometimes a person would get sick because he really had an opportunity to go to a place. So it was a difficulty. A person should be responsible for that. Don't be the martyr. That's more important than all the others. But Mazur just said that. He said, you don't need a party for that.
This
is a party for good health. The person has to stop everything. That's the upshot of the one. Okay.
but none of his age.
Shabbos was Friday. I'm in again, and instead of saying the Haftarah from the Parshas Hashem, we say a separate special Haftarah, my mind teaching. Because whenever you're late in two secret Torahs, so the Torah says in the Gila that the Klal is, the Haftarah always has to have a kesher with the lady. If you're late in two secret Torahs, the Haftarah has to have a kesher with the second lady. If you're late two Sedras, then the Abu Dram quotes two men hoping that the Haftarah should be from the first Sedra, the Haftarah from the second Sedra. Our meaning is that we learn Haftarah from the second Sedra, but that's not the same thing, because when you're late two Sedras, it's one lady. It's one handshake. So really, over there, it doesn't really, I'll begin, it doesn't really matter whether you're late Haftarah from the first Sedra or the second Sedra. As long as I'm attracted with something in the Sedra. That's only a meaning, that's not Medina. But here, it's talking Medina. We assume that when you're late, it's who's the Torah. That's what I have to have a shaykh with the second set. With the second creed. So there's the second set. So the Haftarah that we learn is Hashanayim Kis. And the connection is that at the end of the Haftarah, the end of Sefer Yishai says, that lost is love, and the Hagam Bin Yechadish B'chash Mireish, and the Shabbat Son, Yavol Kol Bosa, the Tachlos Lofana, Yom Mar Hashem. There's a fascinating Yalkut Shemayni, and that passage at the end of Yishai, but the Yalkut points out that the Rain Sol, all the years of the Dovah, they're crying out to the Rebbe Shalom, that he should give us the opportunity of being Oyla Rego, some faith of Shavu, his sickness, he missed early Ali Oyla Rego. So, and as long as they're crying, as long as they're crying, we don't have the chance, we're missing all the mitzvahs. So the Rebbe Shalom says, I'll give you, Lord, his mother, when the third day Tamidus will be built, I'll give you an opportunity to make up for all the missing Ali Oyla Rego that you lost, all the years of Dovah, that I know, that not only will you be Oyla Rego, on the other side, and Tevach Shua Tzuk, it's the Oyla Rego, on Rosh HaKadoshim as well. What does it mean with Esha Abad, Shabbat Shabbat, the Magen Avraham, and his Pirush on the bottom. Magen Avraham has a Pirush on the Altus Man, it's called the Zayis Rana. The Chayim called it a lot. And our Yalkut Shemayin is very Greek, but in the old, we have a kitzur of the Zayisam, but the old one, my father has an old one, an old Yalkut Shemayin, they have them available. It's a long commentary, sometimes he has long stickler heritage, long heritage. And now Yalkut Shemayin, they just made a kitzur, the comments of the Magen Avraham, the regular Magen Avraham, on the Erechai. So they made a kitzur, they only took out those places where they give you Mamash Tirush Amid. And give this, but he has a long stickler heritage, they left it out because you can read the Yalkut Shemayin. But that is typical. You have sometimes very long comments. So these are the things even in the standard editions they can. So the Magen Avraham has a comment on this, that the Yalkut Shemayin understands that they Shabbat, the Shabbat on the Yomtov. Shabbat Shabbat, it doesn't mean Shabbat. Yalkut doesn't say that Rosh Hashanah is going to be Aliyah the Regal on Shabboshim. It just says it's going to be Aliyah the Regal on Rosh Yechadoshim. And Shabbat, the Shabbat is like it says in the Chumash, you should still see it. And you mock us on Shabbat, and Shabbat over there means Yontas. So the Pasuk says, if Lost is Lover, we will fulfill Aliyah the Regel, not only on the Shabbat Shagol, the Shabbat is Shabbat, but even on Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh. How can that be the Chamad Mizrach? How can it be that we fulfill? But the Mitzvah Sotel is going to change. The Rambam writes in the Zarech HaZokah, that one of the core of our religion is that the Din HaTorah doesn't tell us in Machlas, so I can tell us how to do it. And the Din HaTorah is not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is one Din. Instead of 6 Ali Nikwas, it's going to be 9 Ali Nikwas. Because that's a Pasuk in the Torah. Yachal, Hashem HaKech HaZbulchom, 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 And that's not a change, that's a clause. It's built into the Chumash. It says so. What do we know here? That Rosh Hashanah is going to be Aliyah L'Rego on Rosh Hashanah. So the it seems to indicate that there always was a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego. That's what it sounds like. It means that there always was a Aliyah L'Rego on Rosh Hashanah. The Chumash has to be the seems to imply by Elisha and others. When Isha Shulam is the baby, the baby died, and then she said she told the husband she wants to go to the Navi, so the husband said, what's the problem? L'chodesh ha'yom l'shabbos. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, we can't in this possibly deny that it's a mitzvah to visit the Rebbe, the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi, and the Shalva Shugol. So how do you read the passage from mitzvah to the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi and Shalva Shugol? And what about L'chodesh ha'yom l'shabbos, not Pshat L'chodesh? I thought that the Pshat was that these two are related. Because the Nadi Yehuda has a tshuva, Allah HaMayit, and at the later part we discussed that the mitzvah of Chai Bal Mahakal Pnei Rabba Beregel doesn't apply in the Torah of Bizman Shein Beit HaMidishkayim. Bizman Shein Beit HaMidishkayim, and he visited the Rebbe Shalom three times a year, and the Shaykh said that he mechuyif to visit the Rebbe also three times a year. But when he's not Beit HaMidish, he's not visiting the Rebbe Shalom, the Rebbe has a svar in the end of the first part of Kiddushin, that he can't say that he mechuyif to stay enough to the Rebbe, more than twice a day, once in the daytime, once at night time, because you're only going to say Krishna twice a day, once in the daytime, once in the night time.
We have a chiyuv to be mechaber the Rebbe Shalom more than twice a day, once in a day, once in a night. You can't say that the chiyuv to be mechaber the Rebbe exceeds or greater than the chiyuv to be mechaber the Rebbe Shalom. So the Rebbe Yehuda writes similarly, the chiyuv to visit the Rebbe, I'm sure she's going is when you're in the chiyuv to visit the Rebbe Shalom, you have to say the chiyuv to visit the Rebbe also. But the man says, make a major sky, and you can't say the chiyuv to visit the Rebbe Shalom, you can't say the chiyuv to visit the Rebbe either. The Pesukim say, that L'chodesh Ayoyim V'lo Shabbos, it would appear that there's an inyan of visiting the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh also. What do you mean? So that's not L'moyt HaMashiach. That's talking about the Tere. There's an inyan to visit the Rebbe whenever there's a chiyuv to visit. There is understand there's a chiyuv to visit the Rebbe. So apparently we see that on Shabbos regarding there's a chiyuv. The Mechiyuv to the Yonah Regel, and maybe the Mechiyuv to visit the Rebbe. Chai Bar Mahakam Panayam V'lo Regel. On Rosh Chodesh, there never was and never would be a chiyuv. The Tere is not going to change, but there was always a mitzvah to humans. It's such a thing that Chayim developed such a concept as a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not mechuyif to do it, but if you do it, and you see, let's say, the person blows shofar tonight, he's not mechuyif to blow shofar, and if he blows shofar, he's not kiyum. If he's there tomorrow, he's not mechuyif, he's not getting kisser. If he's there, he's not mechuyif, then he's not getting any mitzvah either. But sometimes there are things you're not mechuyif to do it, but if you do it, you have such a kiyum on mitzvah. So you also would appear that Rosh Chodesh is written in the Parshas HaMoedim to imply that it has a bchina, it has a madrega, like the Shalosh Regalim. Not that you're mechuyif to be on the regal, but if you are on the regal, there is a kiyum, there is an inyan. That's what the Mashiach writes in the end of Bava Tzvia. The Gemara has an agarta here that Eliyahu Hanavi used to come to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He used to come to learn every day. So one day Rosh Chodesh came late. The Rebbe asked him, how come he came late? So he said he had to go wake up Avraham Avinu, Mashmelo Vasa, and daven with him and put him tucked back into bed. And then he woke up. It's called Mashmelo Vasa because Tzadik and the Mashmelo Vasa because Tzadik and the Shalosh Regalim Chayim. So it's like they're just sleeping. So the person makes up in the sleep, then Mashmelo Vasa and he daven. He makes up Yitzchak, he makes up Yankis. And then Rebbe asked, so it took a long time because he had daven with him. Shachar, so it took a long time to daven. The Rebbe says, so why don't you wake them all three up at the same time and daven together? Well, you have to all in the same place, so daven all together. It'll take one third of the time. So he said, no, if all three will daven at the same time and they'll daven for Mashiach, the Rebbe has to give in. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't want Mashiach, so you know it, probably. So the Gemara says that the Rebbe Shalom is not prepared to say Mashiach now.
And who's
side is
Mashiach?
Who's
side is it?
He's the Rebbe Shalom sent him to wake up the Yom. So the Mashiach comments on that, I got it there. Why doesn't he wake up the Yom? It's all year long. That's what the Rebbe Shalom says, because it says, V'hoyim is a Chodesh v'chashoy. It is Shabbat, the Shabbat says that there's a special meaning of Aliyah, or Regel, or Rosh Chodesh. Not only for the living people, even for the people who are nishta, there's also an inyan that they should be misroyah, the neshama should be misroyah, should appear in front of the shechinah. So that's why the Yom Navi only wakes up the others on the Rosh Chodesh, and he assumes on the Yom Tovim as well, to have to visit the Rebbe Shalom, to daven, to have a shaykhah with the Rebbe Shalom. So that's perhaps the kavanah of the Al Kishim Mani, not that Rosh Chodesh, the Rebbe Shalom is going to make good all of the aliyah, the regal that we missed in the fifth, and give it a new mitzvah, Yesh Meyayin, that never existed before. No, perhaps what it means is, the old mitzvah that we always had, and the mitzvah of the shoes, as an actual mitzvah, you want to visit the Beit HaMikdash and Rosh Chodesh, and there'll be a mitzvah kiyum. Not a chuyah, but there'll be a mitzvah kiyum. So that mitzvah, and that's how there's only going to comment on that part of the Anisha. So the husband said, L'chodesh HaYarim Rosh Chodesh, the mother says, we come to this part of the sea, then it's a mitzvah to be the Kabbalah Pnei Rabba Beregel. We need to say one word in the Pasuk about Regel. It says, L'chodesh HaYarim Rosh Chodesh. Where does it say Regel? So the good and good, that's what Shabbos means Regel. Same as the Magen Avraham says in the Zayis Ran and Anus Lossi. Why did the Chodesh B'chash B'nei Shabbat 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 B'nei It's not Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's Regal, it's not mentioned in the Pasuk, it's a difficult Shabbos. So the Gaon says, no, the Pasuk Shabbos is Chodesh and Shabbos means Rosh Chodesh and Yom HaTov. The time that you have an inyan to be Ola Regal, and the place on Inyan, that's when you have an inyan to visit the Yom. So the Alpha Chimani needs to say, as Rosh Chodesh, we will have an opportunity, we always have the opportunity, so in the future we will seize on to that opportunity. We will all want to make up all the Aliyah Ola Regal that we missed in the Tiv, so we'll volunteer this mitzvah to humans of being Ola Regal, even on Rosh Chodesh.
When you speak and you modify the weight, you never leave the weight that you speak. It's